I apologize. I make this mistake every time. Most speakers do not speak at the same rate of words per minute as I do. So I never can picture how you could have four speakers and take an hour and 45 minutes. Because it would take me what they had to say a lot quicker, because I would speak much more quickly. But everybody else speaks like Rabbi Klavan, Zichrono Livracha, was, etc. So hence, it took a lot longer than I expected. Okay. I'd make this mistake every time. I can't remember. How long can it take already? It's so beautifully. Yeah. So I just came they had keynotes to the Zechon the Yortzeit is going to be next week, but they're going there, time is going there to Israel. So that's why I'm late. I want to share with you a Sfas Emes. I made a cheshbon that if you do your math, that since next week's an off Shabbos, so there's a shmooze tonight, and next week's an off Shabbos, there's no shmooze, and then the following week is there's a shmooze, and then the following week is Purim. So I only have two more shmooze before Purim. So we'll talk about Purim a little bit. I saw a idea from the Sfas Emes, which struck me very much. Zohar says, Kabbalah, Ramchal, became, you do it to, I think, the world. Through the Ramchal says, why did Rosh Hashanah create the world? Why did he put this through this process of Olam Hazeh, etc.? Because the Zohar says, boy, is a person is embarrassed, the stockle, to look at somebody who's given him a present. It's very embarrassing to look at somebody who's given you a present. You feel a recipient, you owe him something, etc. So Rosh made a chesed, and he put us into a world which we can be Yotzei Olamim. So Yisim Kelukim, Rashi says Yotzei Olamim. You can be mamish like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can choose between Tov and Ra. When the world that you're going to go to after 120 years is the world that you create. It's yours. You made it. The Simcha of Purim is a world that we created. Zot Tzasemus. Klai Yisrael wasn't forced into the Kabbalah. Klai Yisrael was challenged. Klai Yisrael rose to the occasion. Klai Yisrael did tshuva. Klai Yisrael chose to be makabel the Torah mi'ava, and now it's ours. What we have now is we made it ourselves, and that's the Simcha of Purim. So Sfas Emes says, if I can say such a lashon, that the whole sefer was kedai for this word, as far as I'm concerned. There's a lot more other things which are also kedai for that also, but such a mashulam de kavana. So it got me thinking, it's still so short in Perek Aleph, it's an extremely difficult Perek to understand. It starts out with such wonderful ideas. You start a chasidus, v'shar shavodah tamima. It talks about chasidus, and avodah tamima. What's my bottle? Magamosa, Bekolachir Omel, Kanye Mechayov, it's Pashit. Right? So we have this person, Pashit, thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and thinking about a Voida, and thinking about being Omel for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, etc. Says, Hine Masharino Chachan, Zikron, the Rochas, Adam, Lo Nivra, Li Sanagal Hashem. We're created to have pleasure. So at that moment, you get very stuck. You learn the parak and get very stuck. We started out talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Chayvus, and Avoda, and all of a sudden it's about me. I'm Nivel Yisanagal Hashem. It's about me. And that's a big problem, because what happened over there? He says that the Mokum, which is possible to get that, the Mokum Yidin Lezeh, Zerlam Habo, but a person can't get there until he uses the vehicles which Rosh gave him, which is the mitzvahs which he's going to do in this world, etc. One of the Gedolei Hasidus mentioned and spoke about this, Masil Sharm, and said, we got a problem. The person is nearly Sanagal Hashem. All this, so we spoke about the first Mishnah last week, maybe we can make it to the second Mishnah. You push it there to be over, not on Manasseh Kabbal Paras. The whole tachas of the Bria is that we should get a pras from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the whole purpose of the whole Bria. No, don't do it for that. So he asked them, what's pshat? So he said, the person created the world because he wants to give. He's a mate. He wants to give to human beings. And he understands that the best way to give to human beings is we get to create it ourselves. And I want to give him that pleasure that he should be able to give to human beings. So I serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be able to give him that pleasure. But what will be if I do that, he gives, and then he takes it and gives it to somebody else? Would it bother me? No. Because I gave him that pleasure he's able to give to somebody. Whether it's me or somebody else getting the reward is irrelevant. That's not why I do it. That's what he said. It's quite a madrega. I don't think we're ready to say that. You know, the universal is, I'll do all the work and somebody else should get the reward. I'm not sure I'm ready to say that. I'm sure I'm not ready to say that. Let's say it off an emes. But you have to understand something, that the person is never lizanag al Hashem. Gavaldik. How are you lizanag al Hashem? How does it work? We dive in every morning. What the word orav means? It's pleasant. It's pleasurable. It's enjoyable. Why is the word orav? What does the word orav mean? So before you understand the word orav, it's a lashon of taruvis, of mixture. So why is this in the kura of mixture? What does it do with mixture? Harav no is the lashon of taruvis. We learned that, you know, we learned Baruch Hashem, we learned Yerideyas, Sugis, taruvis. What's its tatan? The Bereshit made it Meshulam de Gazach. That which we absorb into our being, we absorb it. It's a taruv. There's a belia we find pleasurable. If you want to know what a person is, what does he enjoy? One person, when he talks about sports, push the guys in on Gan Eden. So you know what he is. This is what this. That's his life. You talk about politics, push the guys like he can't take it, right? Talk about learning, maybe, you know. So you know that's defining the person. The other person, you tell him about the Rosh, the guy's going to ask a Valdik. He's absorbing it. The reason, if it goes into his being, it's Orev into him, it's Arev into him, then it's pleasurable to him. The word for pleasure and the word for the absorption are the same word. Rosh Hashanah points out that a lot of our being ends after 120 years. But the part of our being which is able to feel pleasure, by definition, has to go with us. That's the Olam Haba, is to feel that pleasure. So you're going to be Sadag al Hashem. You're going to become Mechubah to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not a taker, he's a giver. So the person who's developed the pleasure in this world of being a giver is going to be Sadag al Hashem. So now, Betzim, the steer gets that much more challenging. I start out with Avodah. I start out with Chayv. I start talking about my pleasure that I'm going to get in Olam Haba. And I tell you, but by the way, it's not about getting. That's what I just said. It's about enjoying. But you can't enjoy if you're a taker. You can only enjoy if you're a giver. That's what that Chassidus of Gadol was saying. If the bottom line, your focus of your Avodah, is that you should get, you ain't going to get nothing, as the saying goes. Because you can't touch Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you can create an understanding in this world that you're tachlis and your desire is to bring cover to Kodesh Baruch Hu, is to give to others, is your orev, your pleasure, your hanoah, is when you're in the service of another, of something else, then the Bereshit is able to give to you an Olam Haba. If the focus is I, Bereshit says, I don't have room for an I in Olam Haba. There's only one I in Olam Haba. He focuses him, whether it's with a capital H or with a small h, there's room for you in the Olam Haba. There's a saying in the, call a saying, the right word for it. There's a joke about describing Jewish holidays. Right? Jewish holidays go like this. They lost, we won, let's eat. Right? Think about it, right? That's Hanukkah. They don't eat so much, we'll say, but the Purim is Pesach, You want to throw them away. Have all the holidays, other things, you didn't, celebrate. Baruch Hashem, they lost, we won, let's eat, If we celebrate Purim because we won, we're focusing on the wrong word. Focus on the word we. That's all about us. What did Klal Yisrael do when they won? They turned around and they were Makabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avodah. They took the focus off of themselves and they made the focus on something greater than themselves. Klal Yisrael was able to see through the prism. I've never contemplated it in a major way. And, some point in a life a person has to contemplate it. But from the prism of a person who sees that their life is ending, that's how Klal Yisrael saw the world. Klal Yisrael saw the world under the tree of Haman, their lives are going to end. The few times I've experienced that possibility have always been under greater pressure, or intense pressure. A few times when I've been driving, I think that somebody's about to have a crash, which is life-threatening. I think I had it one time. If you're old enough to remember the sniper, so when they first looking for the sniper, which was eventually was incorrect, they decided that it was a white van that they were looking for, and the sniper, of course, was prowling. One of the events took place in Wheaton, downtown Wheaton, so they knew that he had been prowling around this neighborhood. And all of his events took place early morning. And of course, I'm walking to Yeshiva one early morning, 5:35 in the morning, and I see a white van with no markings on it. And this is, so I said to myself, I don't know. Because I didn't have a cell phone in those days. Let's call for 911. I said, Baruch Hashem, if you take me, please take me clean. And I said, Vidui. And that's all I could think of, and that was it. It turned out it wasn't a white van, so Baruch Hashem. I got the yeshiva. Before I said my yeshiva, I went and called the police. And the poor overworked, underpaid lady over there says, it must have been the 15th, call she got ready that morning about a white, unmarked white van. So she was like, okay, we wrote it down, sir. It's okay, thank you. Klal Yisrael sees the world from the vantage point that we're going to die. And strangely enough, from the vantage point that you're going to die, a lot of things are not so important anymore. The taiva for Olam Hazeh becomes very diminished. Kina, not so important anymore. Gaiva, not so important anymore. And Klal Yisrael saw it from the vantage point we're going to die, and they looked at the world, they said, What's important in this world? The Russian's presence. And the Klal Yisrael is going to be eradicated from what's going to happen when the Kadosh Baruch Hu is covered. And all of a sudden, in a miraculous way, the Russian's covenant was enhanced tremendously. And Klal Yisrael said, we cannot but undertake to continue to enhance his covenant the rest of our lives. We're going to do Makabal, our Avodas Hashem, from the Avas and Nes. Ba'ava, they're Makabal, Kimo Makiblum. Klal Yisrael is, they're Makimo Masha Kiblum Kvar. At that moment, Klal Yisrael guaranteed themselves Olam Haba. Because they weren't thinking about Olam Haba. They were thinking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything which continues into Bayis Sheni, and all of the Kabbalah Torah, which is was Nisgala through Torah Shebaal Peh, and all of the great His Askus and Torah, and the daily Olam which were produced, who were able to see the godless of what a human being could be, with his whole being is Torah, Klai Yisrael captured that moment, the moment they were mekabel the Torah b'Avos Anis, because they made the focus of Klai Yisrael. The focus of Klai Yisrael is the Bnei Shalom. The focus of Klai Yisrael is the Kavod HaTorah, is the Kavod of Shemayim, is being aware of Avodas Hashem, and they made that the purpose of life. It's Meshuvah the Kazakh. And they had such excitement to do that, such a simcha, because now they made it theirs. Not that the focus was we won, but we serve. And whatever it's produced afterwards belongs to them, but they don't care. Because if they care, we're not serving anymore. We're serving ourselves. And that is the biggest steer which we have, is a lot of times we enjoy, I enjoy learning. I enjoy working with people. I get a sipuk ha-nefesh from my accomplishments. Is it about sipuk ha-nefesh? You know what? We need sipuk ha-nefesh because we need shalom lishma, v'teshul lishma, lishma, because we need to feel what keeps you going. What keeps you going is that hanoah that you get out of it. But that's not what it's about. What about when you don't get hanoah out of it? What about the guy who gets under your skin? He drives you crazy. You cringe when he walks near you. And I have to admit, there's been times when, you know, I remember I was working with such a fellow way back when, I think my second year in Karlal, I was saying the Shifra Balabatim. This one guy was pasha getting under my skin. Pasha getting under my skin. Every shiur he would come up with, his attitude was, the rabbis are going to mark always be wrong, and he's smart enough to figure out why they're wrong, and he's going to prove them wrong. This was every single shiur, we went through the same stupid conversation. And I'd give him an answer why the Gemara made sense, and what his question was wasn't a question. And if finally I said, you know, the fellow's name was Eddie. I said, Eddie, you know, you've been coming this year for half a year already. 20-something sessions. And every session you came in with this conviction that this time you tap the Gemara, why the Gemara is wrong. And every time I gave you an answer why the Gemara is not wrong. And your kash is not a kash. I don't mind if you have questions, but a little bit of humility. Maybe it's not because they're wrong. Maybe because you're missing something. No, Rabbi, this time they're wrong. The next rabbi up was saying the more advanced shiur, because this fellow was more advanced than most of the people. My shiur were all beginners. They had not learned Gemara before. I was teaching them how to learn Gemara. He had been a Shana Pirish Shtickel. The next rabbi up was a person who liked eating balabatim for lunch and spitting out the bones. Like, that was the type of guy he was, you know. Very powerful individual. Like, you know, I said, you know, like, I have a great idea. Eddie, you know, you're really more advanced for our class. Why don't you go up to the next class? This way I can get rid of this irritant in my life. So what happened was, he stopped going to my shiur, but he didn't go to the next shiur because he wasn't stupid either. He knows that the next rabbi up eats with balabatim for lunch. He stopped going to shiur. And I felt horrible. Because I couldn't deal with this irritant, this irritating fellow, so he stopped learning. So I met him a while later, so he tells me, I am learning. So, you know, the first article which came out was a more Erevin, he bought a more Erevin with the art scroll. And he reads it every day, and he hears my voice whispering to him as he's reading the notes. He hears my voice, like explaining the Gemara to him. Like, he hears my voice. I said, yeah, but it's not the same thing as learning with the Rebbe. He says, no, that's what they say in the production, but it's not true. It's the same thing. So look what I did, because I couldn't deal with irritation. It was all about, you know, I enjoyed saying the shiur. I explained the Gemara, and you see these guys, people's light up, and they, you know, especially the interesting new shadus to the world learning Gemara, and I explain, you know, how to understand Akasha and understand the language, what the word means, you know, and you know, and they're enjoying it. And I got six guys in the shiur and five guys are pushing the Geshmak, and this guy's busy figuring out why, you know, why, how he can cut me and prove that the Gemara is wrong, like, you know. So because I didn't have the patience, I pushed him out. He ended up where he ended up. It's not about us. It's not about the Sipuk HaNefesh. It's about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, we touch on Shema B'Lishma, but that's not what it's about. So if whatever, I enjoy davening, you know, talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu is a beautiful thing. That's why you daven, because you enjoy davening? You enjoy davening because you're here to say, it's a form of a service to Kadosh Baruch Hu. A mitzvah, Beram L'Chaveroi, Beram L'Mokim. There's such Sipuk HaNefesh. Mitzvah L'Hanasin Hu. L'Ol Hin. The first time around, Klai Yisrael did not have the clarity to understand that on their own, and the Mershman had to put the oil on their shoulders. Second time, Klai Yisrael says, you know what? From the vantage point of death staring you in the face, it's not about me anymore. It's not even keen on time of covenant issue. It's about me. What am I? I'm nothing. I'm ephemeral. I'm here today, God, tomorrow. It's about me. It's about what I enjoy. I enjoy mitzvah. I enjoy ruchniyah. It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm here as an eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm here to serve Him. I'm here to be His shliach. I'm here to be oved as much as I can to make the world better for Him. To be enhance His covenant. I'm not there yet sometimes, and I need to slowly want to get me there, but I don't forget to understand the clarity of what it's all about. And you're freed from any other burden but that. And that's the greatest tachlis of a human being, to be able to be part of that. And that's the simcha of Purim. That's what the Sfasamus is saying. A human being can freitzach, he can be dancing that he's an eved. He can be dancing that he's given the opportunity to in some way to be marbe kavod shamayim. He can some way he can help another human being. Yeah, the ones which would get on your nerves. And if we can dance with that, Purim is done. It's such a different Purim. It's not about me. You know, well, one of the beautiful things you see on Purim, people get drunk, you know, their inner being comes out, you know, I want to grow, I want to become better, I want to do this, I want to do that. And it's emes. That's beautiful. But there's another madreka beyond that. I want to grow. Why do I want to grow? Because I want to grow. So how are you going to come to Shemayim with that? It's about you. How are you going to be mitzkabit to Bari Oilam? How are you going to feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world? Emes, not this spiritual feeling, you know, uplifting feeling. You know, the famous story that's over from Rosh Hashanah Soloveitchik from Yeshivas Rizal Chanan, right?
Abbas
in Boston, right? You know, right? About this woman who came to him that, you know, she wants to start wearing towels and tefillin. And he says, you know, we in Yiddish, we believe in doing things step by step. So, his first step is just talus, but you know, we'll talus without the tzitzis first for 4 weeks. Then we'll come back. We'll go to the next stage. So she puts on the talus without, you know, for a week. She puts on talus every day, no tzitzis. She comes back after 4 weeks and says, you know, he asked her, how was it? She says, it was so spiritually uplifting. It was such a tremendous experience. He says, madam, you didn't do anything. A four-corner garment without tzitzis does nothing. It's a cute story. But isn't that, sometimes that's our, sometimes we put on, one chassan one time told me, he says, you know, I remember like, you know, the morning after the chassan, you're like, you know, pushing, sitting in front of the mirror with the talus, you know, checking out the thing, it looked like a talus, you know, like, like, you know, like, it's about you. You know, I feel spiritually uplifted, you know, when I sing Kabach Nigan, you know, like, really? Is that real? Is it real uplifting, or is it that? It's me. It's about me. A lot of it's dimyon. A lot of it's dimyon. I'm so spiritually uplifted back in Opsai when I go out into Kiruv. Maybe, yeah, maybe no, but maybe it's about I enjoy. Shalishma is a good thing because we can't ready to go to Shalishma. But don't never make a mistake and think that that's what it's all about. If I tell you that Pasha, I feel spiritually uplifted, it's by me, it's I'm very scared that at that point in time it's about the dimyun and about the ego and about the ani and about those things which are I enjoy these type of things. So may I feel good about it. Beautiful. Right? So that's where your hana is. Take it to the next madrega. The person tells me he's spiritually uplifted during davening when we sing. Is it about singing? Is it about the words, maybe? I don't know what the words mean, but I just feel spiritually uplifted. I don't know what that means. So just don't daven. Just sing the word. Just sing. You know? Come on. Honestly. And what about if it's a nigga which doesn't fit the words b'chlal, like the opposite of what the words mean? Really? Like, you know, you think he'll hang with that nigga? I don't think so, you know. Like, you know, she says something like this, you know, I mean, there's certain tongues that just don't seem to fit the tunes. And then you take that tune and you use it for the chadori. You know, like, and you're thinking about the words of Enin Emili, not about the words of the chadori. It's geschmack. I also like a geschmack in nigga. You dance and you put pump, but I'm not sure that's ruchni. It's my spirituality. It is. Spirituality you can get in the East also. You know, you can get by the Buddhists, you know, the Buddhists and by the Zen and all, you know, all the Zachar. Ruchnius. Kuchab Rihu. I'm not convinced. And sometimes Kuchab Rihu is pretty dry. Because we're not there, Taka, by Kuchab Rihu. I'm sure there's individuals which, you know, serve the Strapkever Rebbe comes here every year. Strapkever Rebbe's father was kaveh himself in Tel Aviv instead of Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim says there's plenty of Rebbes in Yerushalayim, they don't need me there. He says, in Tel Aviv, there's people that need me. His base medrash is the base medrash that all of the survivors who came are the people who lost, they weren't, you know, they lost clarity, they didn't take baths for months, and there's people who, you know, their clothes were rags, and they were coming and he would give them a hug. People that nobody else cared about and couldn't deal with. They couldn't stand being near the person. He took care of. It's not about himself. He didn't necessarily enjoy it. It's about giving to another human being. That's where you separate the men from the boys, Rabbi Yisai. Purim was about separating the men from the boys. So when we get a little bit high and we say, how much I want to grow and how much, let's inject into that thought process how much I want to be beyond where I am, that it's not about me. How much I want to be what I can see that's about the person next to me. Come to me in Purim and say, Rebbe, I'm crying so much because the person next to me is having such challenges. I want him to be matzliach. Come to me in Purim and say, Rebbe, I'm so sad about the matzav and klal yisrael, so there's someone who don't understand what Yiddishkeit is about. I'm so worried about the Yid in Iran and what's going to be about his safety. I'm so worried about the individual in California, the Jewish person in California who has a different type of lifestyle, which is dangerous for him. I can't do anything about it, but I care. Come and talk about, I care about the means of Kavod Shemayim. See the true big picture that Kleisel saw on Purim. Of just Kucha Brichu, just Barei Olam, just Kvod Shemayim, just the Kedusha. And they said, we don't have any choice, there's nothing else in the Briya but the Makabal Kadosh Baruch Hu's Avodah, Be'ahava. That's what we're trying to aim to in Purim.